And the announcement's good for the cause this morning. No? How about birthdays? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that since Judy is not able to come out instantly today or whatever, I've asked Trisha to sing along with me on some of the
birthdays. Oh, great.
Too, so that's okay.
Judy.
But they're going to be here for until Easter.
Right, yeah, I have to work next Sunday, but we'll be here for Easter Sunday.
Awesome. Well, if you're up to it, we have a sunrise service on Easter, and it's done down by the pond where the church was founded in 1834 at 7 o'clock, if you're up to it. We don't... I think we do get coffee. Yeah, we do get coffee, I think. So, anyhow, it's a...
That's right.
And thank you for Don and Pat again hosting us, because they now own that property where the church started. Thank you for reminding me. Judy calls herself being in quarantine, and that's somewhat true. That she had her treatments this time in the hospital for 4 days. And then she goes over to the cancer center 2 times a week to get her blood checked, just to make sure that she doesn't need a transfusion. Because that chemo and whatever they do to her just destroys her, I think, white blood cells, if I remember right. But the good news is she hadn't needed a transfusion, so that's good. But the doctor didn't want her going out and about. But she tried to get me to go to Sam's for her. And I said, no, because I have to drive. I said, no, I'll stay in the car. And you know, I ain't going into Sam's, especially by myself. I said, you're in quarantine, remember? So, anyhow, because she's liable to wind the windows down and maybe breathe some air this time. I don't know.